Saturday. It is February 22nd, 2020. This is Deanna Spingola, and I am broadcasting from the sunny Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I invite you to visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. During program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Please feel free to visit our chat room at spingola.chatango.com. You may view our past, current, and future guest lineup at spingola.com. Now, when you visit Spingola.com, you just want to click on the button on the left. It says Radio Schedule. This goes all the way back to October 23rd, 2010. You want to click on the Radio Schedule button on the left, choose the year and the month, and you may also listen to the audio files of programs since November 2019 on that schedule page. I also invite you to join me on Twitter. It's really the only social media that I use. So if you I tweet out the programs with a link to the audio file so that you may listen to it either by going to Twitter or by going to the schedule page. And keep in mind that SpingolaSpeaks.net only has the audio files up through November. So I haven't left the air. I'm still here. So anyway, welcome to the program today. My guest today for the first 2 hours is Michael Walsh, that's W-A-L-S-H, and his websites are Europeansworldwide.wordpress.com and MikeWalshWritingServices.wordpress.com. I will post those websites in the chat room so that all you have to do is click and you may visit those websites. Welcome to the program, Mike.
It's been a long time since we talked, and it's great to be back with you and our American friends again. I hope you're well. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and it's the same here in Spain, although, even though it is Mediterranean Spain, you know, we're suffering a 5 degrees centigrade here, so it's as cold here as it is in Northern Europe, so at least it'll be sunny tomorrow, no rain. Yeah, I'm good, and everything's good with the ethnic European, Deanna.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. And it has been a while since we visited. As I look at the schedule, I think, oh my gosh, I've got to talk to him. We haven't talked for a while. But time just goes by so fast that, anyway, I'm glad that you joined us today for the program. There are so many things going on. I'm not sure what to cover first. I do want to mention that if you have Wi-Fi in your home and you're going to be sitting near your computer to listen to this program, you can disconnect yourself from Wi-Fi and still be online if you're hardwired. You want to avoid as many of those negative frequencies as you possibly can. So that's just, I've been looking at frequencies lately, as a lot of other people have. And it's important to eliminate as many as we can. Yes?
Yeah, things are moving so fast. It is actually quite scary. And now, until fairly recently, Deanna, you know, we were talking about slipping into a totalitarian state, and I honestly...
We're there!
Yeah, we're already there, and it's frightening, the degree of control. And I was writing to my son and bringing him up to date with things a couple of days ago. And when I went through the letter to him, I was quite scary because the amount of surveillance that we are all subject to is the sort of surveillance that you would expect if you were a money launderer or involved in drug trafficking or prostitution or bank robbery, any of these great crimes. This is the kind of surveillance that you would expect the authorities to work on. But we are all under surveillance now, and I was emailing a friend of mine this morning, in Canada he is, and I pointed out to him he was a little bit concerned at the possibility that his transaction to us might be monitored. I said, well, what isn't these days? You know, if we all hide away, then, of course, they have won. But I said, you'll probably go off to the supermarket a little bit later today, and without you knowing it, they know which route that you take, where you stopped, what you bought, whether you bought any fuel or not, and if you did a detour, and where you eventually parked in the supermarket. There is absolutely nothing, no matter how trivial, that any of us do that isn't being watched and recorded. But it doesn't stop crime. I forget the figures now in London. There's a big, big a problem occurring there because the police, the Metropolitan Police, Diana, have brought in a facial recognition system.
Oh, dear.
They say it is 70% successful. I don't know how it can be successful. Well, that suggests to me, Diana, that if it's 70% successful, then we've got 30% of the people in London walking around in burqas, would you believe? But seriously, it's not as successful as the police. The police lie. It's not as successful as they say. It's not 70%, but do we really want to live in a sort of, well, a system that Stalin and any dictator would have given their right arms for? So let's not take it for granted. Let's not just shrug our shoulders and say, well, we have to live with it. We don't have to live with it unless we are quiet about it.
Right. I'm going to post something in the chat room. And it's an article by Cheryl Atkinson, who talks about the surveillance. And, of course, it's a great concern. And if you're online, you're going to be surveilled. If you want to avoid certain, avoid Google, avoid using Gmail, don't use Facebook. People are not being very smart about what they do online, and it's going to create. And they think, so I've actually talked to people who've said, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, then I don't have anything to worry about. But what is considered wrong to us, and what the government considers wrong, is two entirely different things.
Absolutely. This is my own fault anyway, and the people who don't like to be under surveillance are, of course, the politicians, the people who are running us. They like to keep their privacy, the newspaper editors, the media, the CNN, and all of the announcers. They value their privacy, and I was quite not so much amused as concerned. And I did a very, very good article in the Ethnic European, which pointed out where these people like George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg lived. And there is absolutely no way that any ordinary person will get within a mile of their places of residence. They are totally and absolutely secure, whilst they are breaking down the walls of not just nations, but our own garden walls too. It's very, very scary. It's very much like, you know, we're all aware of the situation that Julian Assange is suffering in the prison, Britain's highest security prison, simply because he's a journalist. And as a journalist, he did his job and he exposed the crimes of the corporate nations, the corporate states. But we think, well, he's getting his mail watched in and out of the prison, but we are. In Europe, every email, if I send you an email, they know it, they know the contents of it. And you're absolutely right, Deanna. It's exactly the same with Google. Google Chrome, I think, is going to end. We're looking for alternatives here by necessity. Again, we're being treated as if we were high criminals. Money is important to us. We are being sanctioned. We have to sell books to survive. We have to have donations to survive. But wherever we try, PayPal, they closed our account without telling us. We wrote to them and asked them for what reason. They just say it's the guidelines, that sort of thing. Facebook blocked my account several times until I was left with absolutely nothing. And then a friend of mine said, well, use mine because I'm not using it. So I started to use her. She gave me the password and I went. And all I was doing, I wasn't being provocative. I'm too smart for that. I was just selling my books and that sort of thing. And I was only on there for about a week. And then they got wise to me. How did they know? How did they know that it was me using a friend's account, Facebook account? It's the same with everything. We are totally controlled. And as I say, BK, you might have heard about BK. They have 5 million users, active users. They've lost 1 million of them. 20% in my accounting. 20% have been booted out for being politically incorrect. So this is the kind of, as we said before, it's a terrible totalitarian state. And I see, I don't know whether they've got time for it because I know that you've got advertisements coming up, but there was a fantastic comment about Facebook. And this was a guy, I won't give you his CV because he's very well known in the industry, but he says, it should be kept in mind, this is about Facebook, it should be kept in mind, indeed, shouted from the rooftops, that Facebook has more power to restrict free speech than any government, Supreme Court justice, any king or president in history. They might not be able to jail dissenters, but they can silence them, which amounts to the same thing. And in his last paragraph here, he says, it can be stopped. Just say no. Close down your Facebook account and rob them of your data. Then we'll see how the world's first virtual totalitarian state fares without its hostage.
Right.
Right. Sums it up.
And use Proton Mail instead of Gmail or whatever mail you're using. Choose something that is more secure. Choose a browser that is more secure. Don't use Google, as I already mentioned. And there is a gentleman who worked for Google who is exposing a lot of their in their documents, and I've chatted with him and hope to have him on the program. But there are whistleblowers. There are people who have exposed the government actions of, and they are prisoners. They've had to escape the country and take refuge somewhere else in order to prevent them, being locked up or worse. And people just do not realize what is going on. And of course, I always present all of these programs as something, oh, this is going to really help you, such as the cameras at the stoplights and all this other stuff. Oh, it's terrible. It is just really bad. And some of the inventions that have been created by private parties are stolen by the government if they feel that they can use it in order to sanction us or in order to surveil us. And I've written about that in past documents, past articles, about how anything that you submit to the government, whether it's something to the patent office, and this has been going on not just in the last 5 years, not just in the last 10 years, but back in the early 1920s is when a lot of this started, and it's just been incrementally, the country has been incrementally turned into a Marxist communist country. We're there. We're not becoming that. We are there already.
I think we're past that, Deanna, because again, I was holding a conversation with a colleague earlier on today, and we're old enough, we've been around a little while, and remember the Samizdat movement in Poland, which triggered the end of the Soviet Union. I think, thinking back to that period, it was the middle 1980s, there were the shipyard strikes by Lech Walesa in Danzig shipyards and all that sort of thing. And we were switching on our televisions at night and we were watching the Soviet state in action. And obviously everybody was very much controlled, but it's a frightening thought that those Poles who were rebelling against the Soviet jackboot were probably safer than we are today, simply because the Soviet state at the time didn't have the surveillance opportunities and potential that they have now. So we are far more tightly controlled. We are under surveillance, much more so than the peoples in the Soviet bloc before the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think, and this is a scary thought, is that the collapse of the Soviet Union couldn't happen now because the internet has given the regimes so much power that we can't even step outside of our door without them knowing about it. And so revolution, we've probably reached the stage already where revolution is simply not possible. And again, as it was pointed out to me, you look, I said, oh, you know, if there are not people take to the streets, if thousands of tens of thousands of people take to the streets, they will overthrow the regime. And the answer came back, and I didn't have an answer to it. Look at the Yellow Vest movement in France. Every week for over a year, tens and tens of thousands of them have taken to the streets and protested, demonstrated. They've been killed, they've been injured and maimed, they've been imprisoned, they've been fined. Macron is still in power. The regime is still in power. So what's the answer? I don't know. I wish I did know.
Right. I was thinking about Project Hammer as you were talking about the Soviet Union, and I guess we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you.
All right, we are back with our guest today, Mike Walsh. And we're talking about the surveillance, about the cameras, about all of these inventions that you would think are designed to make our life easier. And I got an email from a listener, and he said, "I'm glad for video cameras in public places because they make it difficult for street thugs to commit their crimes anonymously." And that's good. Okay, but the number of street thugs that are committing crimes is far below the crimes that are committed by the government. These are one-on-one crimes, whereas governments are committing crimes against millions of people. And certainly, video cameras in public places might catch the street thug, but they will usually go to court and get off anyway, or nobody will come forward and say, "Oh, I know that guy." So everything is designed to make it seem like, "Oh, this is wonderful, it's going to protect us," when in fact it isn't, or it's going to make our life much better by having these Alexa, I wouldn't have any of that machinery in my home. None. I don't even use a cell phone. And remember when they came out and wanted everybody to get the new TVs, and they even subsidized these new TVs. Well, while we're watching them, they're watching us. So even though these things seem to make our life easier, it just really is designed to allow them to eavesdrop on everything we do. Take, for instance, the smart meter. Not only do we have to have surveillance online, but we have surveillance on all of the products in our home. Let's not be naive, people, by saying if we're not doing anything wrong, then it's okay. Well, it depends on what the government thinks is wrong. You're not in charge of what you think is wrong. They are, or they would like to be.
Yeah, as I was saying earlier, they are watching us, and we're not allowed to watch them. When Julian Assange watched them, he got banged up in Belmarsh prison. I was just checking while we were talking. You're absolutely correct in what you were saying, Diana. In London, now we're talking one city. London is one of the most violent criminal cities in the world. The crime rates are far higher in London than they are in New York, despite the fact, wait for this, despite the fact that in London there are an estimated 500,000 CCTV cameras in that one city alone. That's 500,000 cameras in one city alone. Now, when you, as a Londoner, go about your daily business, and you know, as they do, he or she is going to be caught on camera over 300 times every day. Now, you think it's bad in the United States? You, when you go shopping, drop the kids off at school, go and see your children, whatever you do, you are likely to be caught on camera as an American citizen 75 times a day. In London, it is four times that many, 300 times. And yet, it has not stopped crime, anything but because, as I say, London is one of the most dangerous cities in the world. What are these cameras there for?
Exactly. You could say the same thing about Chicago, where you can't buy a gun, but there's so much gun violence in the city of Chicago. It has the most stringent gun laws. You can't buy ammunition there. You cannot buy a gun. But there are more shootings, particularly on the weekends, than probably any other city in the United States. So cameras and laws don't really make a difference when it comes to violence.
No. Years ago, for those who remember, I had a gun shop in Wales, in Britain. And at the time of the Hungerford tragedy, in which I think it was 19 people were gunned down by one of these maniacs, I was constantly on television. I was on the radio. I was being interviewed by the newspaper and all the rest of this. And, well, if you legislate against holding a gun, having a gun, you're probably...
Exactly. All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony.
Welcome back. Our guest today for the first 2 hours is Michael Walsh. W-A-L-S-H, and I just posted his websites again in the chat room, and I got a response from my friend. It said, when you get dressed, do you make sure that you're not standing in front of your TV set out of fear that you're being watched? Which is a good question, because, I eliminated up until about 2.5-3 years ago, I actually had, 4 TVs in the house, and I eliminated all but one. And no, I don't stand in front of the TV to get dressed. It's down in the family room, but that's funny. I got a chuckle, so thank you.
Somebody showed a photograph of Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he was working at his laptop, and somebody with very, very sharp eyes noticed that he had a sticking plaster or something covering the little camera in his thing. And apparently, if they get into your computer, they can actually watch you at your work or doing whatever you are doing. So I put a sticking plaster over the lens of my laptop's camera now. So I'm not being really too scary about it, but I just believe that we should be depriving them as much as possible.
Oh, absolutely.
Of, you know, the information. So I'm not saying anything that isn't in the public domain in, say, Google Translate, but I don't use Google Translate. There are others that are all alternatives. You know, I use DuckDuck to do my searching for me. Because they're much better than Google search. So I try to deprive them of the oxygen of information.
Right. Well, the monitor that I use for my desktop computer does not have a camera. And so that's great. I do have a laptop downstairs and a Surface Pro, and I cover the camera in the laptop, and I do take precautions, and that's what we need to do. If we need to make it difficult for them to do what they're attempting to do, and don't allow yourself to be talked into these convenience things like Alexa and those vacuum cleaners that automatically clean your rug or whatever. It's you're just opening yourself up to dangerous frequencies as well as to being surveilled more.
How far do you think we should be reclusive, Diana? Because, again, this came up in a debate earlier on today. You know, that if we wanted to stay off the radar entirely, then we would just disappear into the wilderness, not take our phones or our laptop with us and just disappear. But not many of us want to disappear into the wilderness. So how fearful should we be? Because what are they doing with all of this information? Now, I have no interest whatsoever in having a look at my neighbor's emails, and yet they are being watched at all. They simply do not have the manpower to monitor these things at all. So it's fear. A tunnel that I often used in when I was living in Liverpool, the Mersey Tunnel goes under the Great River Mersey. It's about 1 mile wide, and it was at the time when it was built in 1936. The Mersey Tunnel was, I think, the longest tunnel of its kind in the world. I think it was nearly 3 miles. But in more recent times, it's extremely busy. And people think that when they're driving in, they're under constant surveillance. Well, theoretically, yes, they are. Up there in an office somewhere, there's an elderly gentleman coming up to retirement, and he's fast asleep in his chair. And when on occasion a car did break down in the tunnel, or there was an incident in the tunnel, I had to continue to drive and go and knock on the policeman's door to say, this car has broken down. So, yes, the cameras are in there, but they're not actually watching them. So we should dismiss an awful lot
of cars. Yes.
They don't have the manpower.
Yes. And, of course, the so-called alternative media is also peppered with a lot of people who obviously, to me, work for, they're not working along with us. They are paid, they're infiltrators, they are psionym, they are doing what they can to cause havoc in a lot of places. And so you just need to be careful about what you post. But I think that certainly I have thought about moving out somewhere where I don't have all of the conveniences that I'm used to. And I do admit that I do use Amazon because it's handy. It meets our immediate gratification impulses, which we all have. They use our very natures against us. And that is what they do, is that they appeal to our inherent natures. And we all like convenience. We all like to have immediate access to things, and this actually started when they invented credit cards, which was not that long ago, where you could buy something and not have to have saved any money to make the purchase. And it just was very appealing, and it grew and grew until now everybody has one. But now that everyone has one and uses it to buy necessities of life, when might they just cut that off and say, "Oh, that person is being so disobedient. Let's just cut that credit card off." Where do you go then? What do you do then?
Yeah, we're under total control then, aren't we? And we're talking, as we all do, and the Facebook and VK, the two big social media platforms, they have totally decimated their user base. And in the case of Facebook in Britain, and I don't believe that it applies only to Britain, but recently they have suffered a 38% drop in usage. So people are migrating to Gab and MeWe and Minds and World Truth. They're going to these places. But what business, Diana, can suffer a 38% loss of clients? They are prepared to do it, but they are shooting themselves in the foot, because that is an enormous amount of information that they are depriving themselves of. We all love the saying, you know, they're cutting the nose off to spite their face, and this is what they're doing. VK has lost 20% of their user base, and this is what's going to happen to Gmail and Google Chrome and all the rest of it. They're just going to lose us as we go to alternatives. There will always be alternatives. PayPal, you know, can't be shifting much money, but people have gone to TransferWise, they've gone to Western Union. There's so many of them that are in competition now. So we do still have the consumer's choice up to a point.
Right, which is wonderful. And you should make that choice. And yes, absolutely. Make a choice that's right for you, and make changes in your life that will protect you as much as possible without moving to the woods somewhere.
Yeah, it has been said that the blogs will be next to suffer the destruction. And I hope this isn't the case, because one of the nice things, and at the same time a bad thing, about the ethnic European, it is a fantastic news platform. We are always getting great comments about it. But this was going back, if you go back 3 years ago, you know, we were the king of the castle. There was not many as good as the ethnic European. But I have to put my hands up now, as there are so many new, independent, alternative news media platforms that we are just one. Now, that's a good thing. In a way, because it takes the limelight, it takes us out of the spotlight.
Right.
And we're doing a fantastic job. We did a story on the Irish Holocaust 2 or 3 weeks ago, and would you believe that that got 267,000 Facebook shares? 267,000 Facebook shares. That one story on the ethnic European. I'm just looking at another one now. Is it game over for the Holocaust hoax? That has had 8,700 Facebook shares. And I think, Diana, that the likes of the genuine alternative media, you, I, and there are many like us, we are now reaching further, reaching deeper than much of the mainstream media, and this is frightening them. This is worrying them. They are panicking. So yes, while we are sitting in our homes and worried, sick about all of this surveillance, they are sitting on top of a very sandy hill, and the sand is slipping out from under them. And when George Soros pours a billion into a scheme and then admits that it fails, He himself, not so long ago, conceded that the alternative media was destroying every initiative that he took up. So we are winning. We have totally destroyed the Holocaust credibility, and we are doing it because the mainstream media hasn't got the backbone to do it. Thank you.
Wow. I was just looking at the articles there about the Irish Holocaust, that is something that I have covered on this program also. But you still have a large population in the country that still believe in the lies because they choose not to do the investigation necessary to look at his history. They choose to just make it easy for themselves and believe what they hear on the five networks that we have here in this country, which basically are all under the control. There used to be 87 before Reagan did the Fairness Doctrine, and now there are five entities where you get your news. It's all the same stuff. They almost look at the Daily Memo and all agree to talk about the same things. And I have lost friends over the issue of several things. But that's okay. Truth is more important to me than credulous people. And so you just have to... truth is more important to me.
Yeah, I'm a media man, as you know. I've been involved with mainstream media back since the early 1930s. So I obviously take a great deal of interest because I'm a journalist and it's my profession. And it's not so long ago, and this was a reliable source, is that 70% of the American people no longer trust their mainstream media. So, yeah, for Fox News and CNN and all the rest of it, it's entertainment. Now, when you go out shopping, you might pick up a book of fiction. You enjoy it. It's a distraction. It's wonderful to go with you on your train or your bus journey, but you don't believe it. So is mainstream media effective at all when as many as in the United States, and I'm sure that it's the same elsewhere here in Europe, is the 70% of people don't trust it. And, you know, one of the most interesting phenomena to me, Diana, is when I go on to mainstream media and I watch what they are peddling, and then I go to the correspondents, that's the readers who have the opportunity to reply, they are almost, well, I would say 95% in disharmony with the narrative which is being posted by the journalist who is responsible for the story. Now, we take the Holocaust, and I go to RT, I go to Sputnik, I go to the Daily Mail. What the Daily Mail does, and that's an American-owned newspaper, by the way, what the Daily Mail does is we are no longer taking comments on this story. We know why they're not taking comments, because the readers don't believe it. That's right. You'll see this very often, any story about the Holocaust. There are so many readers who write in and say, you know, prove that the Holocaust was a lie, that they say we are not taking any more comments on this. Now, RT and Sputnik are not as censorious as the press that we have in the NATO West, as I call it.
Right.
And when you look down there, you see that if it's 100 readers' comments, I will guarantee you that 95 of them pour scorn on the Holocaust. And we recently reported in the Ethnic European how few people, even in the United States, over half of them think that the Holocaust either didn't happen or it has been grossly exaggerated. In, I think it was the Hungary, only 17% of people have swallowed the Holocaust lie. And I think it was about 21% in Poland. So the vast majority of people throughout the world believe that the Holocaust narrative is a load of rubbish.
Well, I think that's really relatively true in Europe. I think that Europeans are not as they're more skeptical of things. They're more educated, I believe, in their history. But in this country, when you have the government who has made it mandatory for school children, in the first... Oh, okay. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are back, and we were just talking about the Holocaust and the Holocaust Museum and the Holocaust Memorial Museum, and the United States government have collaborated in, and of course the educational program is now a federal department. They've taken over education. And they make it mandatory that the Holocaust be taught in public schools. And, of course, that is a religion. Holocaustianity, that's probably not a word, but it's a religion. And it's part of their religion that a certain number had to perish in order for some for something to happen, in order to move ahead, in order for some big thing to happen. And they tried to say that it happened during World War One, and they couldn't get it to get people to believe it then, so they just carried it over into World War Two. And so what they are teaching in the schools is actually a religion, which nobody should be teaching a religion in the schools, particularly one that is a lie, and that has the underlyings of reparations payments and money. It's all about money, 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 money. People to this day are still collecting, we're talking about individuals, are still collecting payments from Germany and from other people, because they say, oh, our grandfather was murdered. And if you look at the scientific evidence and really evaluate this, which very few people do, they would rather read novel or something, then they're just going to go along and believe what they're told. But they are believing in a religion, quote unquote.
Yeah, you just reminded me of a story that I've got to do. It slipped out of the in-tray, but there was a guy there in France. He was 3 years old in 1942, and he was in France. And I think at the time his parents took him to the United States. But he is said to be a Holocaust survivor. How could he possibly be a Holocaust survivor? So we've got to keep on deriding the Holocaust, because even President Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov conceded that we political, or rather historical, revisionists were entitled to have our point of view and to publish our point of view. But it was very interesting that both of them, on separate occasions, Diana, said, was the world ready for finding out? I'm not quoting them word for word, but was the world ready, and how would the world cope if the world was to discover that the Holocaust never happened, and that the World War II was not the responsibility of Adolf Hitler? And this is their big worry. It would be a total...
Exactly. Yes, he is their epitome of evil. Okay, we'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. We will be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Truth, truth.